Marketing campaigns. In a nutshell, here's your marketing campaign funnel. Firstly, the campaign creates awareness. The awareness creates interest. The interest creates evaluation. In other words, should I buy? Evaluation creates commitment. Yes, I am buying. And commitment creates referral to others. You measure the campaign, and if it's successful, in other words, equal to or above your investment, or achieves the outcome you wanted, then you repeat the campaign. In this lesson, we'll be discussing setting your budget, getting in the face of your A and B prospects, designing an annual campaign plan, actioning individual campaigns, and the basic formula. First and foremost, set your marketing budget. Plan your budget so you don't overspend on any of your campaigns. It's much easier to track your return on investment when you know exactly how much you spent on each campaign. So how much to spend? Bearing in mind that 60% of your revenue is generated from your existing customers, 30% from word of mouth or referrals, and 10% from new customers, you'll be able to apportion your budget accordingly. For instance, your existing customers will only need a low budget to retain the relationship. For example, appreciation gifts, which can be in the form of donations to their favorite charity, season tickets for their interests, corporate gifts, sponsorships, etc. Word of mouth or referrals will be acquired by asking existing customers for referrals, then growing this relationship. The bulk of your budget will be spent on acquiring new customers. Marketing experts generally agree that 3-4% of your entire annual expenses budget should be invested in your marketing campaigns. Some campaigns can go higher, particularly if you're launching a new business or product into the marketplace, where you can spend 1/4 or more of your total annual expenses budget on marketing. If you can afford to spend more on marketing, then you should. Well done marketing will definitely give you an excellent return on your investment. Segmenting the budget. Refer to the Group Your Customers lesson where you identified who your A and B customers are. Now you need to find more of them by getting in their face. Where are they likely to hang out? So wear their hat and think where they are likely to be. Obviously, they'll be interested in their industry, so consider sponsoring industry events, but also think out of the box. What are their interests and hobbies? They'll likely buy these magazines or join Pinterest boards or join online groups. They'll either play or watch sport, so consider sponsorships like golf days or buy tickets for sports matches for them. And if you don't know, ask them. Once you've decided on the best marketing awareness channels to use, separate your budget into the appropriate awareness segments. An annual marketing campaign plan. By having a campaign plan in place, it's easy to say no to anyone selling advertising, because if it's not in the plan, it can only be considered in the following year. Now you can create your marketing campaign plan, preferably on a desktop planner. Something visual on a wall or desk is better than sitting hidden on your computer. This will keep you focused and well organized. You can still use your computer to remind or alert you of the tasks needing to be done. Creating your annual marketing planner. Your financial year, the beginning and ending, will be your marketing campaign year. First, insert all the occasions like the seasons, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day, etc., and the holidays, public, school, etc., which can influence your awareness campaigns. Now have a look at the marketing awareness channels you have chosen and insert each campaign into your planner and allocate a portion of the marketing budget to each one. You should be inserting your chosen social media into every week. It hardly uses any budget. In every campaign, you'll need to include tasks, responsibilities, and deadlines. These are plans within each campaign. For example, the planning of any sponsorship campaign you choose has to start months or even weeks before it takes place. Here's where your diaries come into play to monitor the progress of each campaign's plan to ensure it's on track. Finally, measure your return on investment. If it achieved your outcome, repeat it the following year. If it didn't, don't do it again. Here's an example of an individual marketing campaign budget. Let's say you email out 500 mail shots in order to bring in new customers. If you know that your average response for this type of awareness channel is 2%, then you'll know the campaign will bring in 10 new customers. We'll assume that each customer will spend on average $500 on a purchase. So in effect, you're hoping to increase your business revenue by $5,000. Marketing experts will tell you that the rule of thumb for marketing campaigns is to only spend 10% of what you hope to make from the campaign. Therefore, you know you can't spend more than $500 on this campaign if you want to come out ahead. So using this method, you can determine how much you should spend on creating those 500 mail shots. Obviously, the lower you keep your costs down, the better, because that's more profit in your pocket. Naturally, each campaign you conduct is going to take money away from your total annual marketing budget, so you need to make your awareness choices carefully to get the most return on your investment. The basic formula for determining your budget, no matter which method you use, is the number of customers times the amount purchased per customer equals the maximum budget. And the rule of thumb is 10% of the maximum budget, which then equals your ideal campaign budget. Never invest your entire budget in one campaign, no matter how confident you are in its success. No single campaign will ever be wholly sufficient for your business. You need to be juggling multiple campaigns, sometimes simultaneously, to achieve the best results.